Oh, see, I love that intro. You know, I am Lucy and I were just chatting. She's over there hiding in the corner, right? That's how she does this. That's where we're doing the new setup here. So that was Chadwick. And I can't remember the website. So if you're interested in having him do intros or any other video productions, he's been doing a lot of them. You can go ahead and just email or send us a message. He turned the air the wrong way. Now it's on. Oh my God. Yeah, now she's good at God and music. There you go. That's Lisa DeGrazia, who doesn't know where North is. But anyway, so there's some things that I'm not allowed to bring up during the intro because we're going to make this really short today. But I do want to, I cannot ignore what's going on in the country here in Mayor Corruption County. So tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern time, that is 11 a.m. Mountain time, I have the show, our Everything Home show, is on at TECN.TV and also on all the social media platforms that we have not been yet kicked off of. We just got kicked off of Twitch yesterday. Whatever, right? So you can tune in tomorrow. I will give you a whole rundown on Mayor Corruption County and then some. And then I will also be on Lindell show tonight at 5 p.m. Mountain Time. That's 7 p.m. Eastern Time on frankspeech.com, frankspeech.com. And of course, our shows are over there. Too. And then you can also catch us on Conservative Television of America. You can catch us on Right America Media, right? Yeah. Right America Media and Righteon.tv. Jesus Rocks is over there Sundays at 7:30 Mountain Time. You're going to add 2 hours for that for Eastern. And then of course, my show, Everything Home, is on 5 p.m. Mountain Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Fridays, Righteon.tv. And of course, we're going to be covering everything in Arizona. Jim O'Connor is going to be one of my guests. I'm going to have a bunch of other great patriots who've been, who are on the front lines and have been on the front lines. So I encourage you to tune in and you can get all that information, everythinghomeaboutus.com, that right there on the Cryon. You can get everything there, all the links and all that. So that's where you can get your updates. So join me tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern time, right here on TECN TV and all the other platforms. All right. So, with that being said, I need to read. And remember, I'm old, so I need two pairs of glasses because it's so small. So bear with me here. So today's show, let me read that. Well, let me tell you today's show. Today's show, if you look there, teach your children. Gen Z wants to talk about faith. What will you tell them? Right? This is episode 819. And I apologize for last week. I was busy trying to get the word out on what happened here in Mayor Corruption County. So I missed the show, but you got the week off, everybody. But now it's time to get back onto the battlefield and focus, focus, focus. So, all right. So she wants me to read Psalm 105, 1 through 15. Okay. So here we go. Give thanks to the Lord and proclaim his greatness. Let the whole world know what he has done. Sing to him. Yes. Sing his praises. Tell everyone about his wonderful deeds. Exult in his holy name. Rejoice, you who worship the Lord. Search for the Lord and for his strength, continually seek him. Remember the wonders he has performed, his miracles, and the rulings he has given you, children of his servant Abraham, you descendants of Jacob, his chosen ones. He is the Lord our God. His justice is seen throughout the land. He always stands by his covenant, the commitment he made to a thousand generations. This is the covenant he made with Abraham and the oath he swore to Isaac. He confirmed it to Jacob as a decree and to the people of Israel as a never-ending covenant. I will give you the land of Canaan as your special possession. He said this when they were few in number, a tiny group of strangers in Canaan. They wandered from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another. Yet he did not let anyone oppress them. He warned kings on their behalf, "Do not touch my chosen people and do not hurt my prophets." All right. So right behind me, it's Lucy DeGrazia. This is episode 19 of Jesus Rocks. And she's going to hit another home run today. So I need you to remove yourself from the real world for an hour. Grab your Bibles, your belt of truth, your common sense caps. Lucy is going to be connecting. I don't think I've said it in a long time. I even forgot it. Connecting the truth with the word of God. Pray, plan, take action. All right. JesusRocksLive.com. JesusRocksLive.com. Gotta go do my job.
Thanks, Michelle.
We're good.
Thanks so much. If you're able to stand and sing, let's worship our great God. As that psalm just said, we worship a really big God who loves us greatly.
When all I see is the battle,
You see my victory. When all I see is the mountain, you see the mountain. And as I walk through the shadow, your love surrounds me. There's nothing to fear now, I am safe with you. So when I fight on my knees with my hands lifted high. Oh God, the battle belongs to you. Every fear I lay at your feet, I'll sing through the night. Oh God, the battle belongs to you. And if you are for me, who can be against me? For Jesus, there's nothing impossible for you. All I see are the ashes, you see the beauty. All I see is the cross, God, you see the empty tomb. Oh. So when I fight, I'll fight on my knees with my hands lifted high. Oh God, the battle belongs to you. Every fear I lay at your feet, I'll sing through the night. Oh God, the battle belongs to you. Almighty fortress, you go before us. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. You shine in the shadow, you win every battle. Nothing can stand against the power of our God, no. So when I fight on my knees with my hands lifted high. Oh my God, we thank you for this day, God. We know that you fight our battles, God. The victory belongs to you. We love you, God. Teach us, God. Show us your truth. Show us who you are, God, because we've been confused. Use us, God. Strengthen us. Stretch out your mighty arm over this country, Father God, and protect us. Protect our hearts. Protect our minds. Be with us, God. Strengthen us. Teach us. Lead us. Thank you for loving us, my God. Thank you for your mercy and your grace. Thank you, my God. We love you. We believe. We worship you, my God. It's in the name of Jesus. Amen. All righty. Good morning. So, yeah, we fight our battles on our knees. And it's time we start doing that. And it's time we really start getting, tightening up our belts and getting into the fight, okay? Because we're disarmed. We're disarmed as a people. And if you're seeing, Satan's out. He's out in the open. He's not trying to hide anymore. He doesn't need to hide anymore because we're tolerant and we're confused and we're like deer in the headlights and we don't know what to do. So we're just allowing everything. We're just throwing up our hands and Satan's like, yeah, it's over for you. We've got you. No, we're going to change that today. And I need you guys to really get your notebooks out. And we're going to talk about some really, really hard stuff today because we need to get this right. God's waiting. God is patient, but he won't wait forever. So he's waiting for us. He's waiting for the sheep to return to the fold. And we need to do that now. So let's talk about that today. We're going to start with Gen Z. I'm going to give you guys some really interesting statistics about Gen Z. So if you don't know Gen Z, let's talk a bit about it. Gen Z were born between 1997 and 2012, okay? I read an article the other day. Gen Z wants to talk about faith. We've been far enough removed, three decades now, removed of from God. Three decades of decline. Okay, so our parents, my parents, the greatest generation was literally the last generation that taught their children the ways of God. So remember we talked about MKUltra, and I started to tell you about how the CIA led us to believe what our thinking, remember what we think is our thinking isn't really our thinking, how they created, they used Hugh Hefner, who was a CIA op, to create the Playboy because Alfred Kinsey had written that book suggesting that women want to be dominated, and that kind of spiraled, and it keeps going on from there. They gave us the music of the 60s, and maybe next week or the week after I'll do a show on that because music is really powerful, and they did direct us a lot with the music of the hippie generation and the music. It was all designed by the CIA. I think I've told you, like, the Grateful Dead wasn't really just a bunch of hippie dudes. It was well orchestrated by the CIA to create a movement. And the movement was always to get people, generation after generation, farther and farther away from God. Because remember, this is Satan's world. The prince of the power of the air controls things here. Like it or not, we don't know why God's allowing it, but he is. And he put us here to be wardens of the prison. And then we fell in the garden. And ever since, we've been letting the prisoners run the prison. And that's why we're in the mess we're in now. Because we don't know how to handle the prisoners and we can't round them back in, the demons. Okay? So the World War II generation, the greatest generation, they knew the ways of the Lord. They may not have been throwing the Bible in our faces, but they taught us right from wrong. And they raised their children, the baby boomers, in the love of the Lord. You don't have children out of wedlock. You don't commit adultery. You don't become an alcoholic. You work hard. You provide for your family. You fight for your country because the Lord gave it to you. All the basic traditions of the Christian faith were upheld by that generation. Then the hippies came, the boomers, and they had all the mind control, all the CIA, all this stuff going on in the world to teach them that their parents weren't necessarily that smart, okay? And remember, the college professors came out of that degenerative hippie movement. And they went into the colleges and they taught young children, your parents aren't that smart, guys. They don't really know. They have antiquated ways of thinking. And if you want to be successful in the ever-changing modern world, you need to know the truth. And so they started taking us away. So then the boomers raised Gen X. And they raised Gen X kind of in the faith, but not really, because they still had all the traditions that their World War II parents taught them, but they were starting to reject them a little bit. So the boomers kind of raised their kids, yeah, you know, you're not supposed to have sex out of marriage, but if you do and you really love the guy, it's not that bad. Hey, you know, we do want to kind of test the milk before we purchase it. And maybe that's why there's a lot of unhappy marriages, because we wait and maybe we don't have to wait. Or, you know, if you have an unwanted pregnancy, it really messes up your life. And so maybe it's okay. It might be more humane to actually abort the child than to carry through the pregnancy and raise a child that you don't really want, because then the kid's going to feel unloved his whole life. You see how we've rationalized. And then that trickled down to millennials. And millennials is the worst, because now here we go. This is where I raised my firstborn daughter was a millennial. And I remember in 1993, because I was a church employee, I was a children's minister, and I would talk to groups of parents at the park, and I would talk to my friend groups and, hey, how come you're not bringing your children to church? And overwhelmingly, for years and years and years, the overwhelming response was, oh, I would never force my children into a belief system that my parents forced on me. I'm going to let them decide what they want to believe when they're older, when they're 18, they can decide what they want to believe. Well, that's how we got to where we are today, because the millennials don't believe in anything at all. And they chose to believe what the world showed them. So if you look at the millennials, they're really hot on all things Star Wars, Comic-Con, superheroes, witchcraft. They're living in a fantasy for the most part. And now they're raising children, Generation Z. And they're raising them in a fantasy world. And Generation Z is deciding that they want more. Could it be that after three decades of no God, that God is putting within the hearts of the next generation to seek him out, to look for him? So if your child, if your Gen X child wants to know about Jesus, millennial parents, Gen X parents, baby boomer grandparents, can you teach your children? Can you teach your grandchildren? What do you know? That's what we're going to talk about today. Because if you don't teach your children well, you're going to teach your children lies. And that's what our children have been learning for three decades, lies. So the oldest member, so the Barna studies, and this is really cool. This is why I'm doing this, because Barna, they took 4 years to do this study. This is the biggest Barna study that they've ever done. And they interviewed over 25,000 young Gen Zers all across the world. And it's amazing what they found. So most of them they interviewed were between 11 and 17 year olds, because that's where we're concentrating on, because it's that younger, because the older Gen Zers, they are now, the oldest members of Gen Z were 9 and 10 years old when Facebook opened their user accounts to everybody. They were around 11 or 12 years old during the housing market crash, which you know, changed a lot of things. And they're now, the oldest members of Gen Z are starting to graduate college, they're getting jobs, they're starting to rent apartments, and guess what they're doing? They're voting too. So, right, we got to be really careful because what they believe. But the younger members of the Gen Z, the preteens and the teens, are overwhelmingly curious. They're labeled as the open generation because they're open to the truth. They want to know. Two-thirds of Generation Z teenagers want to learn the Bible. 60% of them want to know who Jesus is. 60% said they would trust the Bible. 60% said they would trust their family to teach them. And 50% said they would trust a pastor to teach them. Okay? More than any other generation, according to the American Bible Society study that they did in August of 2021, quote, more than any other generations, Gen Z is uncertain about the value and uniqueness of the Bible for their daily lives. See, the generations before that kind of made up their own minds. No, the Bible can't help me. I don't need it. Now we're at a place where they're not sure. Maybe it's because they're living in a world that's telling them, you can pick your gender. You can be a cat. You can eat off a dog bowl on the floor and call yourself a dog. And everyone has to tell you that that's true. Your truth, my truth, love is love. And I think these kids are smarter than this. And they know that they're being lied to and they're looking. So now's our chance. Now's our chance. So we go, oh my gosh, the world is going to hell in a handbasket. And what can we do? Well, here we go. There's lots we can do. There's lots we can do. So First Peter chapter 3, verse 15 says, you must worship Christ as Lord of your life. And if someone asks you about your Christian hope, always be ready to explain it. Parents, grandparents, can you explain the faith? Can you explain the faith? According to Barna, and we're going to get deep into this today because Barna's got a lot of really good results. According to Barna, quote, most Americans are blending beliefs together for a customized worldview, which is why we are a nation in crisis. Barna, they call it syncretism. Remember, we talked about this in a previous episode. It's when you blend all these different worldviews and you kind of come up with your own worldview. You're your own God because you have your own worldview. And everybody's worldview just matters to what they believe for them, what works for you becomes your worldview. And you can combine all of it. And I'm going to show you how that contradicts. George Barna says, quote, the brilliant strategy of the evil one is luring people into believing that they can combine and adopt as many worldviews as they want. And that's exactly what we're doing. America is a nation in crisis because its citizens do not hold a biblical worldview, and instead they add their own worldly views to the Bible. You put your mind into the mind of God. Your worldview is the filter that you use to see and understand and experience and respond to the world around you. Because your worldview enables you to make sense of the world, you need a worldview just to get through every single day. The world's telling you can pick genders. The world's telling you, if you're not paying attention, the world is now telling you, Satan's a good guy. We love Satan. And it's okay if you're a pedophile. There's a play. The Washington Post just did a huge hailing this play. It's all about guys in prison who are pedophiles. I think it's one of the greatest plays ever written. You saw the Disney New Santa series where the children come out with the cards and they're holding the letters and they're dancing around and then they spell, we love you, Satan. You think that was an accident? They're out in the open. Balenciaga. You think that was, oops, we didn't mean to put that picture up. No, because the whole website was chock full of it. Every single employee we're finding now seems to be a practicing Satanist. Your worldview gets you through every single day. If your worldview is secular, then you don't see a problem with this. And Barna goes on to say, in fact, every single decision you make, and you make hundreds, if not thousands of decisions every single day, is made through the lens of your worldview. You see? The choices that you make are a result of what you believe as described by your worldview. And according to Barna, the biggest problem in America is syncretism. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today. I'm going to strengthen parents today in this fight. Gen Z wants to learn about God. What are you going to teach them? So I'm going to go through the Barna study here. This is the 2022 April. It's a worldview study of parents of preteens. So parents of preteens, what are we teaching? We know that these children want to know about God. Overwhelmingly around the world, they want to know about God. Globally, 52% of this age group, 11 to 17-year-olds, they identify Christians, and 6 out of 10 of them are motivated to learn more about Jesus. In the United States, 65% of United States teenagers will identify as a Christian. They don't even know what that means, but they want to. So as somebody who's worked in church and somebody who's been a children's minister for decades, I can promise you that maybe one out of every five church school teachers that you're sending your children to actually know scripture and have a biblical worldview. Most of them are just like your public school teachers or just like your ignorant parents who never read the Bible. And they go in there, and what happens is the pastors or the church will give them a lesson plan. Just follow the lesson plan. But they don't really know what they're teaching, and they don't really even believe what they're teaching, and they don't understand it. I've been in these classrooms. I've seen what the children get taught. So they wind up playing a lot of games. They have fun. But at the end of the day, it's just an extension of school, public school. They're doing the same thing. They're just a mirror image with a little bit of God thrown in. Seen it. Your children are not going to learn about God if you're just taking them to church once a week, because the churches aren't teaching them about God. And remember, we did that whole thing about the pastor's worldview, right? So who's going to teach them? It's time to dust off your Bibles. Parents, grandparents, you need to learn so you can teach. I'm a teacher. Here's what I can tell you. I cannot and I will not ever teach to my children or my students something that I do not firmly believe in, understand, and am able to explain clearly. If I can't do that, I'm not teaching. I actually quit a teaching job because they changed curriculum when I was a public school teacher. And I said, I cannot get on board with this curriculum. I don't believe in it. I will not lie to my students and teach them that this is true. We need to be like that, every single one of us. It's called defending the faith. So if you have a teacher who's teaching you lies, they're not a teacher. God has a lot to say about teachers. Not everyone should teach because we're judged more severely. Because God expects if you're going to teach children, you better teach them absolute truth. And yes, there is such a thing. All right, so let's get into this barn of study here. Huh. Parents of preteens. New research from the Cultural Research Center at the Arizona Christian University and the American Worldview Inventory 2022 indicates that parents of preteens are in a state of spiritual distress. It appears that parents, as well as their support systems, churches, extended family, parachurch ministries, etc., are too distracted or disinterested to acknowledge and address this parenting crisis. We're too busy. We don't care. Parents to whom the Bible assigns the primary responsibility for shaping the worldview of their children are called to equip youngsters to grow up in relationship with and service to God. That requires the intentional and consistent development of a biblical worldview in the minds and hearts of children, since every person's worldview begins developing before their second birthday. Parents are not devoted to biblical worldview development in their children, mostly because they do not possess a biblical worldview. Only 2% of parents of preteens has a biblical worldview. What are you teaching your children? When your children come to you, if you're in the 98% who has a secular or some other kind of worldview, and your children come to you and say, I want to learn about Jesus, what are you teaching them? We're going to do a survey. Right now, I have to say goodbye to Brighteon. We love you guys. Go over to JesusRocksLive.com, and we'll see you next week.